Whenever you're ready.
When have I ever been ready? Let's just do it.
Okay.
And now it's time for another episode of The Lowdown with its host, David Beach. You can write David at lowdowndavid@gmail.com or follow along at thelowdownpodcast.blogspot.com. And now, here's your host, David Beach.
And so we begin another episode of The Lowdown with me, your host, David Beach, and engineer Wally. Hi, Wally. The Lowdown, short and tall, we cover it all here from our palatial studios in lovely Pasadena, found on the very gracious site, NOSAOnline.com. You can subscribe through iTunes and follow along on the lowdownpodcast.blogspot.com, or you can email me at lowdowndavid@gmail.com, or go to the group, facebook.com/thelowdownpodcast. And check us out there. You can also follow me on Twitter at TheDavidBeach and Facebook. My username is Son of a Beach. Well, here it is. This is exciting. It's the first day of December, which must mean it's time for our mid-November podcast. Yeah, sometimes things happen. But it's been that kind of month, and I'm finally getting this stuff together. We did have some technical issues once again with my recording this interview. I have tried to clean it up as digitally as possible, still trying to figure out the best way to do this. And I think I've gotten a pretty good grip on this one. Now, this is a pretty interesting interview. I found out about this man from a friend who just happened to stumble across his website. I visited it, sent him an email, and set up this interview. This is Rodney LaCroix. And the website is midgetmanofsteel.com. Enjoy.
Okay, so Rodney, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Excellent. My name is David. This is the podcast, The Lowdown, and I'm calling you in regards to your website, Midget Man of Steel. And I'm just, how long have you had the website?
Website's a little over 2 years old, I would say. It's like I started in October 2007.
And was it just basically for your own amusement, or are there more things to it?
Yeah, you know, it's, I guess like most people who start a site, they have, you know, delusions of grandeur, getting rich and popular and book deals, and, you know, that's kind of why I started it, and it hasn't really panned out yet.
But now you did mention a possibility of something with publication. Is it a book that you're looking at?
Yeah, actually, you know, I do have an agent, and, you know, she's trying to get me some, more or less, gigs working at, you know, charity events and hobnobbing and doing write-ups on different things, so.
Excellent.
Yeah, I'm hoping that pans out.
And if you had the opportunity to speak at an event, what sort of information do you cover? What are you talking about?
Well, I guess, you know, I haven't really done that. I mean, it's more or less kind of like being an on the scene reporter, giving my skew. I don't know if you've read any of my stuff on my site, but it's kind of a, you know, twisted take on life. And
yeah.
It's just my sense of humor. So
a relatively twisted mental site. It's Midget Man of Steel presents mental poo. It's what it is. And
yeah.
Now you basically talk about being a midget man of steel, and obviously this term doesn't bother you, the term midget.
Nope.
Okay, and have you ever been picked on because of your height? I mean,
yeah.
Okay. How do you usually deal with that? And when did you first start noticing it happening?
You know, I would probably say in high school, about freshman, sophomore years, pretty much where I stopped growing.
Okay.
So while everybody else kept, you know, making the football teams, I kind of got a little, well, I'm going to get crushed if I do this, or, you know, I'm just not, my makeup wasn't catching up to the rest of everybody that was moving up ahead of me.
Right.
So, yeah, you know, it is what it is. You know, I'm actually taller than my mother and father, which is,
oh wow,
a sad thing. But you know, I kind of knew my fate was laid out for me, and in that case. So.
Now, okay, so you realize that this is just going to be something you're dealing with, and you're getting picked on in high school. Would you say that I've noticed a lot of us who are relatively short or considered shorter have developed sort of a quirky sense of humor. Would you say that was a result of it or just coincidental?
Yeah, I think, well, you know, when I was a little kid, I was really heavy. And, you know, so between, you know, back then, you know, we were all the same height when we were kids, but I was just a big fat kid. And so I got picked on for that. And, you know, kind of deflect that, yeah, you develop a sense of humor, you know. And, I mean, what are you going to do? Either you go home and cry or you're gonna laugh about it. And, you know, as that developed, about 14, 15 years old, I kind of lost my weight, but that's about the same time I realized, crap, this is about as tall as I'm getting. So, you know, it's just, and when, at that point, when you're starting to get into girls and relationships and things, you realize that you're not the alpha male. You know, you walk in that room and the girls aren't looking for the short guy. You know, they're not looking for, they're looking for the tall guy, the muscular guy. So you gotta, I guess you kind of use it as a way to make up for what you lack, I guess, in the rest of it.
And if you were able to talk to the younger you, having that realization, because I remember that feeling. I remember going, oh, I get it. Okay, they want that quarterback. They want that guy in charge. What would you suggest to the younger you, or even kids that are listening, as to how to deal with that? What steps do you take?
I mean, just be yourself. You know, you don't have to be a jerk. You don't have to be crazy. Nobody, you know, from my experience, at least from the relationship point of it, is that every time I talk to a woman, you could be as ugly as a foot, but as long as you make them laugh, that is the most attractive part. And the thing about, you know, being short and going into a room full of people, the one thing that I found that you struggle with is that you have to get close to a person to get them to know you first.
Okay.
Because they're not going to come find you. They're going to kind of avoid the short person. They're going to kind of look at the tall guys. They're going to look at the good-looking guys. But as long as you can let your personality poke through and give people a glimpse as to who you are, you know, that's your foot in the door, really.
And I'm assuming at this age, that problem really doesn't even cross your mind to any great degree. You've gotten to the point where, you know who you are and you know how to approach people. Is that correct?
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, I am what I am. You know, if you ever go to my website, whenever you read a post and it's biting and it's, you know, and it's offensive and it's funny and it makes you, that's who I am, and I don't think I need to apologize to anybody. I don't think I need to be somebody who I'm not. You know, if you're just yourself and you can put yourself out there, I think people respect that the most.
And since you mentioned it, it is midgetmanofsteel.com. I'm looking at it right now. And how many followers do you have, do you know?
I probably have roughly almost, I would say, close to 600 subscribers.
Okay.
On a good day, and I probably get it anywhere between 500 to 1600 hits a day. So probably about 2000 people read that every day.
Nice. That's not a bad following at all. Do you have any other social sites that you do? Are you on the Twitter?
Yeah, Facebook, Twitter. Yeah, there's an About Me section on my website where anybody wants to seek me out can feel free to connect with me. Yep.
Nice. Now, it's our basic premise to the Lowdown is just kind of dealing with all the issues that people of short stature have. Is there anything that someone could say to you that would kind of get your goat about your height, or anything that, you know, I always reach a certain point where I go, you know what, this is who I am, and you can't really say anything. But I've discovered, just in doing the podcast, that there are some people who really just like, you know what, okay, that's it. You've crossed the line with that comment. Do you have anything of that sort?
You know, I don't really, I've never been to the point where somebody's berated me about it. And I think it might just be because, you know, I'm 41 years old. I've been kind of honing my sarcasm and humor and crap for pretty much all my life because of different reasons, but I don't think there's anything that anybody could say to me that I couldn't shoot back at them,
Go ahead, sorry.
I know. I don't think there'd be anything at this point that would just say, you know, you could, someone could be a real jerk about it, but, you know, that's them. That's their prerogative. They want to be a jerk. You know, what are you going to do about it?
Yeah. Are your kids, do you have a feeling, I don't know exactly how many children you have. I do know you have a child at least, judging from
the
pictures.
Yeah, I have two.
Okay. Are they of short stature? Is this something that they might have to deal with down the road?
Yeah, I don't doubt it. I mean, my wife is basically my height, 5'2".
Oh, wow. Okay.
I don't think there's much hope for my kids unless they get their grandfather's gene. He's like 6-something, but...
Yeah.
My daughter's already, last year she was the shortest girl in her third grade class.
Okay.
She was a little upset about that, you know, so I broke out the whole high school picture. Hey, I was shortest kid in my high school class, you know, and, you know, did... Do you think of me as any less of a dad?
Wow.
And no. I mean, it is what it is.
And is that basically how you kind of braced her for it or set her to go, you know what, this is the way it is? Just explain what you went through?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And how did her eyes lighten up at least at that point in time?
No, she's a girl.
Okay. Well, you know, I don't know. It seems as though a shorter girl... It's not as affected to me. The guys have that sort of, like you mentioned, the alpha male thing where, you know, being tall or being strong, whatever, seems to lead the way. But
yeah.
I don't know if that's any positive sign for your daughter or not. But
she's a girl, you know. She's not completely, and my daughter's very competitive, so if she's not the number one person in the class, and oh my god, I'm the shortest person in the class. Oh hey, you're number one short person.
There you go.
You know, good for you. My son, on the other hand, he's absolutely one of the funniest people I've ever met. Just absolutely kills me on a daily basis. So he's good to go no matter what the heck happens to him.
Oh, that's awesome. All right.
Yeah.
So basically, if you had anything you could say to someone who was listening in, who was going, yeah, but what if I don't have a sense of humor? What if I don't do this? What if, you know, how do I deal with it? I'm sick and tired of being the shortest person. What would you say to them?
I mean, there's not a whole heck of a lot you can do about it. I mean, and, you know, you could have worse problems than being short. You know, I'm a 41-year-old guy. I'm going bald. I got erectile dysfunction. I mean, there are worse things that I can do than have to jump up to see the bank teller. You know what I mean? So there's not a lot you're going to do about it. Adjust to it. Be yourself. And, you know, feel free to, if people are going to poke fun at you, you should be able to poke fun at yourself at the same time.
Exactly. Well, it's really interesting talking to you. Like I said, I came across your website just a few days ago. It was sent to me by a friend who was very amused by your posting. And I'm hoping maybe I can help you get a few more people listening in or watching and following your blog. And your sense of humor really... did kind of run right up my alley, and it's like, okay, so is there anything you would like to say to possibly promote yourself a little bit more or promote the cause, or I don't know if I can actually put what your subtitle is to your post on the air.
Yeah, you know, if you're easily offended and you're politically correct, probably not the site for you, but, you know, I run the gamut. It's my life's story, so it's everything up there. There's nothing made up. Sadly.
Yeah, I guess it is one of those things that there might be some people who are offended by certain things. I find that sad in life in general, but, you know, they don't have to go to your site, I guess, and stay. But
Exactly. I mean, you know, but it's my life. It's my sense of humor. You know, if you like it, that's great. Feel free to keep dropping by, and I'll keep writing.
How often
as long as I have fans and people out there who want to read me, I'll write. So.
And how often do you post?
I'll probably do 3 to 4 times a week.
Okay, all right. That's a lot, actually, for most bloggers, so that's pretty good.
Yeah, you know, my head is filled with so much crap, it's just dying to come out.
Okay, well, I hope something more comes out of it. Good luck with all the future possibilities, and I will be following along, and I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me.
All right, David. Hey, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you. Have a great day.
All right, you too.
Okay, right, bye.
And that was Rodney LaCroix, Midget Man of Steel. Go to midgetmanofsteel.com, become his friend on Facebook, follow him on Twitter, check out his blog, and you'll see exactly what his mental poo is all about. Well, thank you very much for listening. Hope you've enjoyed this podcast. If you have any questions or have any comments or just notes for the cause, feel free to write me at lowdowndavid@gmail.com. Thanks for listening and have a great day.